it looked like a person, but it was like a 7-8 foot tall person standing there.
Welcome to the apple and the tree. Oi, mates.
Oi.
Oi, mates. Everybody in the house is podcasting. Except for the other two who are sleeping.
Don't worry, just letting you get the embarrassing out of you. It always has to be at the beginning, so that's fine. Oh, my God.
You love it. No. How boring would it be if I wasn't embarrassing?
I don't know. I've never seen it. So... I don't know what that other life is like.
Oh, you're never going to know.
No, I guess not.
This week. We are talking about...
What are we talking about, Asher?
Ooh, ghost.
Or I spooky, hate ghosts. As our son would say, as our middle child would say.
Spooky. I'm Robin.
I'm Andrew.
Oi, mates, I'm Asher.
I'm Mandrew. Mandrew's back.
No!
And this is our ghosty sode.
Mandrew's back and he's here to stay.
So how do you feel about ghost, Asher?
No.
How come you only ever say no on the podcast? You know other words, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You say no and yes. How do you feel about ghosts?
I don't like them.
Why?
I hate them.
Okay, but ghosts, though, are pretty sweet. I personally love ghosts. I think they're awesome.
I think they're scary.
I think they're great.
As long as they don't, like, mess with me, they can, like, hang out, I guess.
So, first of all, I think we all believe in them.
Yes, I believe in ghosts.
The three of us, at least.
I don't really believe in ghosts, but at the same time, I do.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Because they might be real, they might not be real.
True. Okay, I guess I feel about the same way. They could not be real, but I'm pretty sure they are.
They're real.
Yeah, they're probably pretty real. I mean, things happen. Ghostly things.
So, what about ghosts? Have you ever had a ghost encounter?
No.
You've never had a ghost encounter. What about Sio?
Yeah, tell us.
I mean, I've had a ghost encounter before, I think.
Tell us about Sio.
Remember in our old house where you told me to bring down your torch and your iPad and I brought it down, them both down, and then your torch magically appeared upstairs?
I don't know if that was a ghost experience or if you just forgot my charger.
I don't remember that.
I swear I want your charger, though.
Well, we had a CO over at the other place. So first, okay, tell us about CO so that everybody can know who CO is and what CO is all about.
He's not really a ghost, he's an imaginary friend.
Okay, well, that's not what you told us. So we've lived the last, like, 5 years thinking CO was a ghost.
He was a
and
ghost.
That he wasn't imaginary.
He did stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He did stuff.
Well, maybe he was a slight bit of ghost and imaginary friend at the same time.
Okay, well, we never told you this, but this always creeped me and Mom out, is when we were in the car. So you had already been talking about CEO for like a couple months at this point. You were probably like, I don't know, how old was he, like three?
Four, maybe.
Okay.
Five, four.
So maybe you had been talking about CEO for like a whole year by this point. And me and Mom always just thought like, oh, that's cute. He has an imaginary friend. That's great. And then, so we were asking you questions about him, and you told us that he was born in, like, 1939, and he's there to protect us and all this stuff. And what always creeped me and Mom out, was that my grandma was born in 1939, and she was, like, real protective, and she used to
turn the lights out. And her name is Clara.
Yeah.
Start with a C.
And, she used to turn all the lights off, and she would throw your drinks away if you left them out, and she'd shut doors and cabinets all the time while she was alive. Like, she hated things being left out. And your friend, CEO, used to put things away and then close doors and close cabinets and turn lights off. And if we left the dishes in the sink for too long, Sia would break dishes.
That was scary. We were twice this happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just gotta go think on the wait now. That light just cut turned off.
Well, that's just because the light just flickers sometimes.
Yeah. Twice this happened. We had dirty dishes in the sink, and my favorite glasses are these really thick, like hand blown glass glasses, and we just had like one glass. It was just sitting in the sink, and we were just sitting in the kitchen. And all of a sudden, we hear crack. We walked over, and it was just cracked in half, just randomly cracked in half in our sink.
Well, that was that night, though, that we all decided to camp in the living room, and we set the tent up. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And then we were just messing around, and we didn't really believe in CO or anything at this point. And we were like, or, well, I guess we kind of did, but we thought everything was just like a coincidence. You know, like anybody who doesn't believe in ghosts, they're like, whatever. This isn't true. So I stupidly said, Sio, if you're really there, show us a sign. And then that's when the glass cracked in half. And it cracked, like, perfectly in half. It didn't, like, break or shatter. It cracked perfectly in half.
And there was nothing else in this. Like, it's not, like, any. It didn't fall over. Nothing fell onto it. It just literally.
And it was still intact. So it was still round. It just, the whole bottom of the glass.
Just, like, fell off of the glass.
Yeah, it was so weird. Into two pieces. Not a bunch of pieces like you'd expect glass. Just two pieces.
Yeah. It was really weird.
Yeah.
We instantly went upstairs after that.
So that was weird.
Well, I'm not going to sleep tonight.
Oh, well, that's all right. And then the other time, where were we? We were just at home, right? And my mom was there.
I don't remember.
And we were just talking about it. And then what was it, a plate or was it a glass also?
It was a glass because those are my favorite glasses. So I was upset that CEO kept breaking my favorite glasses.
Never happened again after that, though. After you said it upset you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, things like that happened all the time.
That was at the old house, though.
And, like, we would... One day, we were... I don't know what we were doing, but... the light just turned off by itself. Like, the switch actually flipped. So that was pretty weird. Like in our house, you actually had to flip the switches to turn the lights off. Like, you know, they didn't just go
like all wind light switches.
Well, sure, but there are some like on timers or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So it's not like we had smart lights and you could just hit it on your phone on accident or whatever. Like you had to flip the switch, and so we had the lights on for like a long time or whatever, and the whole switch flipped, and you could actually like hear the switch flip. So that was pretty weird.
That was me, not a ghost.
Oh, that wasn't Sia. That's good.
But the weird thing is, well, your mom super believes in ghosts, which isn't the weird part, but she, like, everywhere she goes, she sees ghosts. She super duper thinks that there's ghosts everywhere. But when we told her that we thought that it was her mom that was the ghost at her house, she asked it to go protect your younger brothers. And then nothing ever happened after that.
Ever again. There was
no other ghostly occurrences after that, which is really crazy.
Ever again. And then after that happened, she started telling me like that things were happening at her house. Lights were getting switched off and doors were shutting and things like that.
Yeah.
The weird thing is that there's no ghost at this house. I've never seen a ghostly thing.
Yeah, nothing really happens here at all. It's definitely just at the other house.
No.
Maybe he lived there.
I don't know. Maybe. I kind of miss you. I asked Sia to move with us.
We did invite Sia to move with us when we left.
Never came.
Maybe he lives there, so he didn't really want to move.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe he's trapped there.
I hope he misses me, though.
Yeah, I'm sure that new family that lives there who steals our packages.
Screw that family.
Isn't the best family to live with. They probably suck.
Screw that family for stealing our mail-in packages.
At Christmas. They stole Christmas presents.
From our children.
From the kids. Those
so
jerks.
If you people are listening,
you guys suck, and I hope you feel super guilty.
You know who you are. I'm not even going to say the address. You know who you are.
Definitely don't say the address.
You know who you are. If you've ever stolen Christmas presents from children, you are terrible people.
So do you remember what you used to tell us CEO looked like? Because I think this really creeped me out too, actually.
I don't remember, but I think I said I don't know.
Do you remember, Robin?
Kind of, but go ahead and tell.
Well, I was asking you because I don't quite remember. Oh. I just remember it really creeped me out a lot.
You said it looked like how he described it was what your grandmother looked like when she was going through chemo.
Oh yeah, with like bald but with a little bits of white hair.
Mm-hmm.
And really short. Yeah.
I think I was trying to mention you.
You never. What? I'm not bald and short with white hair.
I think, and then we were like, well, maybe it is your grandma, because Asher always thought it was a boy,
mm-hmm.
but maybe it was not a boy just because it had the short hair.
Short hair, yeah.
Right now, I'm thinking of that Dolphin Plus book he has, and I'm thinking of him looking like a dolphin.
Oh, that's weird. And my grandma didn't look like a dolphin, though. So, that's good.
A happy dolphin.
That's good, though. At least it's a happy dolphin. But, no, I was never, like, scared of Sia, though.
Yeah, but dolphins are always happy.
I don't know that. Probably not when sharks are around.
They scale away sharks.
Mm-hmm, they do. That's true. I don't know. Were you ever scared of Sia?
Me? Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't ever scared of Sia.
I wasn't scared
upset
of him.
Upset with Sia for breaking my glasses, sure, but...
You weren't scared of him either?
No, because he was my best friend.
Yeah. He was your best friend for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys used to hang out all the time, and I would catch him talking to him sometimes. Yeah. Which is never fun as a parent to catch your kid talking to someone scary. That you think it's, like, not there, but also might be there.
We also told Sia that they weren't allowed in our bedroom.
Yeah, because in the bedroom stuff used to happen, too, until we said that.
We said, no, coming in our room.
Yeah.
You don't pay rent in this house. You can't come in our room.
And I'm, like, skeptical, too, when I was, like, back then, because I used to think, like, oh, these are all just coincidences. But that glass breaking, that really changed my mind.
Yeah, that was scary.
Yeah. But I've always really liked scary stuff, I guess.
I've never liked scary stuff.
Oh, I love scary stuff.
We always watch Ghost Adventures on TV.
I didn't want you guys to mention that.
Oh, you hate Ghost Adventures.
Yes.
I love that show.
Asher goes upstairs if we turn that on.
It's not even scary.
Yes, it is. Why are you talking about
it? It's not. It's not scary at all. It's just because sometimes they're just funny. And you can tell, like, everything's just a lie.
Why?
And they're trying to make it scary.
Yeah, we don't know. That whole show probably is fake, but we watch it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. It's like the only ghost show that's worth watching, I guess. Because it's funny.
Were there any other ghost experiences anyone's ever had?
When I was a kid, I used to have these, like, crazy dreams where, like, you know, those whole paralysis dreams.
Yeah,
I used to have those kind of often, but I don't know if there are ghosts. But remember that one I had in the old house too?
Oh yeah, that was scary.
I had not had one of those in like 20 years or something like that.
And then
at least, probably more than that.
Had a dream that someone was like pulling you under the bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Yep, that sounds scary.
And I was trying so hard to scream, but that's how those are. Like, it's paralysis, sleep paralysis, and yeah, so. The dream was, it was a demon, all black, like a shadow, reached out and grabbed my legs and started dragging me under the bed. And I was trying so hard to scream, Robin, 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 you gotta help me. And she wouldn't wake up. And I woke up with my feet like hanging off the edge of the bed.
That's scary.
It was a scary dream.
Did he have... Oh, white or yellow horns?
No. Just a sheet almost. It was like a black torn sheet almost.
Why, Asher?
Person shaped.
You know what I'm talking about. You know the sentence from Cuphead that starts with devil?
Oh, no, it didn't look like that. The Cuphead, the video game.
Did he have a trident?
No. No, it was a much scarier than that because it was basically a shadow person.
Hmm.
Trying to grab me.
Yeah.
And at the old house too, remember? I saw that person around the corner.
Like once?
Maybe a couple times.
Yeah.
But I would see like these black things all the time.
Yeah.
Walking around that house.
Scary.
Mm-hmm. Luckily we moved. Nobody, since this house is pretty new, nobody has lived in it yet.
No, but
the old house was new too, though.
This is another reason I used to believe in Sia, though, is because when I saw those things and I asked Sia to get rid of them, never saw them again.
Yeah, that was weird.
Never, ever saw them again. I see them here sometimes.
That's creepy.
Mm-hmm. Once in a while.
Mm. Maybe that's your shadow.
Maybe it's just your shadow.
I think I'm just having a stroke, actually.
Oh. What's a stroke?
I don't know. It's like when... I don't know. How do you explain a stroke to a kid?
When your body messes up your brain.
I guess it's... Yeah, I don't know. How do you explain that to a kid? It's now I feel
something
dumb.
That's not good that happens to you.
Now I feel dumb.
You want to hear my ghostly experience?
I think that... Oh, wait. I have one. Hold on.
Okay.
I think when I was walking upstairs to grab something, I brought Albie with me, and I saw, like, these shadow pizzas.
Pizzas? Shadow pizzas?
Oh, that sounds delicious.
I said creatures.
Oh. How do we find shadow pizzas?
I want some pizza. This diet I'm on is not, I'm not pizza, enjoying it.
Is shadow pizza as good as non-shadow pizza, as regular pizza?
No. Doesn't look good. It looks like pizza from the devil.
Oh.
Well, all right.
Well, that's terrifying.
So you want to hear my ghost story now?
Yes.
So when I was younger, I was in middle school. Over the summer, my grandma died. And, well, two things happened. One time I wasn't there. My mom told me this happened later. She said that my grandma was still alive, but she was very, very sick. So she was in the hospital. And my aunt and uncle flew out, and they were all there. And they stepped outside of the hospital room for a few minutes to, like, have a discussion. And they said they, like, had pushed the door, not all the way closed, but they, like, pushed it. And then all of a sudden, the door swung open. And they were like, that's weird. And so they pushed it again, all the way closed that time. And again, came open somehow. So they were like, what the heck? And they walked back into the room, and my grandma had died. So it was like,
oh,
she,
that's creepy. So she's like trying to get out.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. That's creepy.
You never heard that story?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's weird.
Your mom's always told the other one.
Which other one?
With the call.
No, my mom.
You told that one. But yeah. That's the only one your mom's ever been like, oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. So then this other one, same summer, I had a cell phone, and it was over the summer, and I hadn't really told many people that my grandma died, except for a few close friends, and this happened when they were around, so it wasn't like anyone was pranking me or anything, so this is really weird. It's really creepy, actually. I got a call on my cell phone multiple days in a row, and it was from, like, the phone number was 00, just a whole bunch of zeros. And I answered it, and it was like staticky. And then through the static, all of a sudden, after a second, I would go, hello, hello. And then all of a sudden, you'd hear Jeannie, which is my mom's name.
Oh, that gives me chills.
Yeah.
Dad, have you ever got a call from 666?
No. Thank goodness. I don't want that phone call. Nobody get any ideas and call me from that number. I mean, like, the devil and stuff.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Yeah, don't call me.
Okay, yeah, but
why
that...
did I say that? I only said that because guava juice.
Well, we don't want a call 666 from 666.
Yeah, no one calls creepy. From that number.
It's probably from his friend.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Probably from what his editor.
Yeah, but that was really weird, and that happened multiple days in a row. And finally, I said, you have the wrong number. Mm-hmm. Never got a phone call again.
That's so creepy. Remember in the old house when we lived in Colorado?
Uh-huh.
When I told that joke that wasn't funny?
Yes.
What and, was it?
And all of a sudden me and mom heard, I don't even remember.
We heard, ha, 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 ha.
But it was more like creepy. It was more like,
Yeah, and we both looked at each other.
I thought it was mom.
I thought it was him laughing, and he thought it was me laughing. We both looked at each other and were like, why'd you laugh like that? And we were both like, that wasn't us. Mm-hmm. And then we searched the whole house thinking somebody was in our house or something.
Yeah.
Nobody was there.
Just that was a long time ago.
Some ghosts that like bad humor.
Mm-hmm. I think we probably slept with the lights on that night.
Sure did.
I think I can do the life.
You just gotta like that. Maybe it was you before you were born. Yeah, that was creepy.
From inside of me.
Maybe it was future me.
Future Asher.
Future Asher.
Laughing at all the dad jokes.
You were pregnant though, huh?
No, it was before I was pregnant. It was like when we very first moved in with each other.
Well, then it could not have been Asher from inside of you because you weren't pregnant yet.
Yeah, but maybe it was future me.
Well, that's still creepy.
Why?
Time warp.
What's creepy about me?
I don't know, but I appreciate that you laughed at my joke.
Yes.
Because I'm pretty funny.
Yes, you're the funniest guy I've ever known. Mom doesn't get jokes, though.
Oh, clearly. My gosh.
Clearly,
I do, too.
Since
I'm
she
the
thinks
funniest.
My humor is bad. But, yeah, we've had a lot of ghost experiences. And I think after a while, we were just like, yeah, we don't really have a choice but to believe in ghosts because this weird stuff keeps happening that is not explainable. And also, not only is it not explainable, and I know people are going to think we're crazy and think that we, like, ghosts are fake and stuff, but we've, like, provoked ghosts to do things, and then those exact things happen, and then we're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. This is real life.
This is real life.
Ghosts are real life.
And I'm lucky we didn't see any ghosts this Halloween.
Yeah, well, we've got less haunting experiences here at this house.
Yeah.
There hasn't really been anything here.
Yeah, that's why I like this house better.
Yeah.
I like this house better too, though.
Yeah, well, I like the neighborhood too, so.
I didn't want to move because I thought we weren't going to bring Sio, and we didn't.
I know. I do miss Sio, though, I gotta say. Sio was a big part of our lives for the whole time we lived there, like almost an everyday occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved and nothing. All those things stopped. Everything. And,
well, it stopped before that. It stopped when your mom said to go to the house, which was only 2 months before we left, but that was weird.
Yeah.
It was all weird. What, do you have favorite scary movies?
Me?
Yeah.
Or?
Toy Story Attack.
You know what? That is a good one, though. No, I don't think I really do. I never really got into scary movies. I mean, I watched, like, The Exorcist and stuff when I was younger, and, like, Halloween. Freddy Krueger was pretty good. Like, I always liked the Nightmare on Elm Street movies when I was a kid.
Didn't you guys used to watch American Horror Story?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good, but it's not really a movie.
The TV show.
Mm-hmm.
But Dad stopped liking it and stopped watching with me.
Oh, there were some really crappy seasons, so. What?
Nothing.
Because I said crappy? Really? That's not a bad word.
I guess.
Oh, jeez.
Thanks, Mom. Well. Now we're going to have to cut that part out.
No, I'm leaving it in because that's not a bad word.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, there was just not some very good seasons, so, yeah.
Well, I was getting into that last season, but then you stopped watching with me. But that wasn't about ghosts.
Ghosts. See, I'm not cutting that out either.
Oh, whoops. Mouth slipped.
Oh, my God. That's so embarrassing. Ghosts. Okay, anyway. Yeah, that wasn't a great season. It was all right. It started okay.
What did you even say?
Ghostess. I was saying that wasn't about ghosts, but I was trying to say something afterwards, and it just all ran
ghostess.
Together. Yep, that's what came out. That show we watched this year, The House on Haunting Hill.
That was such a good show.
Yeah, that scared me.
It wasn't scary, though, either.
It scared me, the bent neck lady. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm like, I can't open my eyes.
Are you serious? Really?
Oh, that's
oh,
so
man.
That so scarred me.
It scarred you.
He hated that show, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't watch it with us.
It's because he watched, like, part of one episode, and he was like, nope.
No, like, he shouldn't have watched it. It was not kid-friendly.
No, yep.
It scarred me for life. I just sat there, like...
Yeah, everyone can see you.
Well, luckily you have the rest of your life to heal from that scar. Got plenty of time.
Dad watched a lot of scary movies when he was a kid.
Oh, all the time. Yeah, my mom never shielded me from anything, like movie-wise or TV-wise. So
that Jurassic World and Jurassic Park are kind of scary movies.
Yeah, we showed you Jurassic Park when you were you were young. He was like two or maybe one. He loved dinosaurs, so we were like, "This might you can watch this."
Love this movie.
Oh my gosh, he was so scared, poor little thing. Yeah. And he woke up in the middle of the night with nightmares, poor thing.
Yeah, that was my fault because I thought he was gonna love it.
Yeah,
and I still love it to this day.
You didn't, though. You hated
you were
it.
So scared.
You hated it, and you wouldn't watch it again, no matter.
From years.
I like Jurassic World.
Yeah, that's
good. I want to watch the new Jurassic World.
Yeah, okay, we'll we can that. Watch it.
We'll have to do that.
I want to see the Indoraptor.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. There's a new dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
And I think something like the T-Rex is evil, or the Indominus Rex come back to life somehow.
You talk about for all the time how the Indominus Rex is your favorite dinosaur, and we're always like, that's not a real dinosaur.
And he says,
crushing your dreams.
He says, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Well, now that I think about that, I think my favorite dinosaurs are now the Indominus Rex.
Uh-huh.
Indoraptor.
Okay.
And Pterodactyl.
Well, I still like Ankylosaurus.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah, you're never going to take that up.
No, because he's like a big walking shield.
Everyone knows what my favorite is.
Yeah, but the Indominus... Don't you dare say pterodactyl. We're cutting that out if you say pterodactyl.
You're saying it.
Well, I can only say it. Well, me and Dad can only say it.
I'm not saying anything.
Say it.
I'm just sitting here trying to think of more ghost stories.
Well, I do have five since there's two other ones that I like.
Oh, yeah.
Those two other ones were my old favorite.
Well, maybe we should do a whole episode about your favorite dinosaurs sometime.
Favorite things.
Okay. Maybe we'll do that. So, I guess, I don't know. I don't really have any more ghost tales. I think that was about it.
What about like just other scary situations? Is there ever a time that you were like super scared?
Yeah.
One time in the old house when I was like old enough to watch Jurassic World, and we watched it before, and I wasn't scared. And then next time we watched it, I was scared for life.
Because you knew it was going to happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was scared of the Indominus Rex.
Yeah. What? I don't know. Do you have any?
I mean, this isn't paranormal or ghosty or anything, but this was probably the scariest time was we were at the old house, and for a while, when we first lived there, your mom and your brothers lived with us, and it was like the middle of the night, and I thought everyone was sleeping, and for some reason, I had to run to Walmart to get, I don't remember what I had to get, but I left and I came back and it was like one in the morning, two in the morning. I opened the garage door to come in. And when you do that, you open it and the pantry is behind the door at that point. So I walked in and then I switched the lights off and I switched the lights off and closed the door and I like started walking over to the other light switch to turn it on so I could go through the living room to go upstairs, but when I turned around to turn the light switch on, before I had like touched the light switch, I saw standing by the pantry, it looked like a person, but it was like a 7-8 foot tall person standing there, and I stood there like frozen for a second, and I was like, oh my god, what do I do? And then all of a sudden the thing goes, don't scream. And I was like, ah! And then I flipped the light switch on really fast, and I saw that it was your brother standing on the ladder trying to reach the top of the pantry. And in his mind, the best thing, because I was like, why didn't you say anything when I opened the garage door? He goes, I thought everyone was sleeping. I didn't know someone left the house. So he said he thought someone, like a burglar was coming in. So he was trying to hide. So we were both scared each other.
That's funny.
But I was all like, why on earth did you say, don't scream, not say, like, Robin, it's me, or something like that? Don't scream.
Don't scream.
Yeah, that was scary.
I think that's hilarious. I like that. I like when people get scared like that. It's funny.
That one time you were, I don't know why, you just knew I was going to the laundry room, so you hid behind the laundry room door. And then I walked in there, and you, I don't remember what you did, but man, you scared the pants off of me.
I went like this.
Robin. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That was scary.
Oh, I love scaring people.
Andrew will hide in the pantry for like an hour until I finally open the pantry door, and he'll just be standing in there and terrifies me.
Because then you don't know. Like, then you have no idea where I am.
And I'm always mad. I'm like, where the heck is Andrew? And I'm like walking around the house. And then I open the pantry to like get a snack, and you're in there.
Well, it's even better because the longer it takes, the better it gets, because you're already on edge. And the longer you're on edge, the more like jumpy you are.
So, well, sometimes I don't even realize it. And I just open the pantry and there you are.
Oh, that's the best. I love it. I'm never going to stop.
I know you're not.
I always try to scare you guys, but it never works.
It does too, sometimes.
I think I'm kind of hard to scare though.
You are?
Yeah, that's not your fault.
Remember that one time when I walked down stairs? There was like recently in 2018, I walked down the stairs. I messed my foot up. I was trying to scare Mom, but since she had those headphone things she has, she didn't hear me, so I got her anyways.
Listening to podcast.
Yeah, I remember that.
Were you listening to our podcast?
No, I think it was before we had our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We've only had it for...
Since November.
Mm-hmm.
Not that January.
Long. Yeah. Just a few months. This is what, episode 11?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe 10.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Yeah, I don't really have any hard evidence, but ghosts are real, guys.
Ghosts are real.
I just want you guys to...
And hey, if you guys have any ghost stories, let us know. You can write to us on our Instagram, Apple and the Tree Family. You should definitely be following it.
Mm-hmm.
Go check that out.
A dinosaur, a ghost that... Did what? You hear that?
I didn't hear anything.
What was it?
I heard like a bang.
See, now we're on edge again.
I'm not.
All scared.
I'm all right.
All right, well, have a good night, guys.
Okay, wait. Wait, don't stop it.
Oh, sorry. Don't
yet.
Have a good night yet.
Okay, can you stop, Mom? You're scaring me.
Oh, it's my chair. Sorry.
It's fine.
Anyways, there was a dinosaur ghost that lived. There was a dinosaur that lived right here.
Where?
In the where we're living right now.
How do you know? I haven't seen any bones.
Because, well, they're probably under the house.
Oh, that's a good place
really
for
far
bones,
deep.
I guess. It's a pretty solid place
to
bones.
So you want to know something?
What?
Yeah.
There might be a dinosaur ghost roaming around us right now.
That'd be cool. I would like to
see
that.
What kind, though?
A pterodactyl?
Ooh. Okay, that's a good one.
Well, I think it's a triceratops because triceratops lives in the U.S.
Well, that's awesome.
Okay, fine. Triceratops
can be our
is a pretty
pet.
Cool dinosaur. I like those guys. I would sit on its horns.
Whoa.
Right around. Okay.
What would you do with the ankylosaurus, though?
Ride its back. And swing its tail around and hit things with it. Ow.
Okay, well, if I had a pet dinosaur, it would be a velociraptor and a pterodactyl, so I can just fly up into the air and get anywhere I want, and I can run super fast.
Oh, yeah?
I can beat everyone in the race.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys, have a good night.
Have a good night.
Peace.
Have terrible, scary dreams. And I hope a ghost visits you at your house.
Bye, mates.
Bye.
Oh, I had a good story.
Go. Never mind. We're not going yet. Tricked you.
Bye, mates. Aww.
I also remember one time when my grandpa died.
Oh my God.
Is it the same story? I'm just using it the same story.
No. My grandpa died. Okay. One time when he died.
One time he
not
died.
Funny.
That's a good time.
Obviously not
that's
funny, but
it was, well, it's good that he only died once.
Yeah. Anyway. He visited me in a dream afterwards.
Okay, what did he say?
Hey Blondie, because he used to call me Blondie. Yeah, and I was...
Is that your story? He said it was really good. We stopped saying bye. I thought your story was going to be really, really good.
Okay, bye.
No, wait. Because your other story was way better.
Yeah, it was.
You should have closed with this one.
I just remembered that that happened.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Okay, bye. Have a bunch of nightmares and ghost visits.
Okay,
bye. Bye, mates.
Bye.
Bye, mates.